Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
Warning, you will be offended podcast.
Hey guys, my name's Jerry.
And I'm Amanda.
And we are the host of Warning You Will Be Offended podcast, where we pretty much say whatever the hell we want. We don't care who gets offended, including yourself.
Yeah, so if you're someone that needs to edit themselves around family, friends, coworkers, we're that podcast you can listen to and laugh out loud with us.
And we like to discuss a little bit of everything, a lot of fun stories that are going on in the news, a lot of stupid criminal stuff, and we do the fun fact of the week. Amanda, do you have a fun fact that you can share with us right now?
Approximately half of Australia's koala population has a strand of chlamydia. While different to the strand that affects humans, if a koala urinates on a person, there's a chance you can get an infection.
So that is absolutely incredible, and that's what you get if you listen to our podcast every week. So don't be afraid. Don't be politically correct. Come listen to our podcast and have a few hours every month to where you actually feel like you can be yourself.
So come on in and join us.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
Gone from the king of rock and roll to this old guy in a rest home.
You were an Elvis impersonator.
You fell off a stage and broke your hip? Who was it? 20 years ago.
That's where they took a piece of my brain. I got a little bag of sand up there now.
Jack, President Kennedy was a white man.
They dyed me this color. What we have here at Shady Rest is an Egyptian soul sucker of some sort.
Some kind of Bubba Hotep.
You know, a mummy hiding out, feeding on the sleeping.
He can just keep on feeding unless he's finally destroyed.
All right, man, let's go.
Myself on you, baby.
Hey, what's up, evil ones? What's going on tonight? What's going on, Carl?
Nah, we've been away a couple weeks, just kind of taking a break after the new year.
Yeah, a little break. Had some stuff going on we had to take care of too, so I had a few things I had needed to attend to, so.
Yeah, I've been watching playoff football the last couple of weekends myself, so.
I'm on my second week of not smoking, so you won't be hearing the flicking sound no more.
Thank God.
All right. Thank goodness. Finally, huh?
Finally. I know before we start on anything, you said you got it, and I got this in from Best Buy.
Oh, yeah?
Halloween Kills with this alternative ending, which I haven't watched yet.
Yeah, I need to go watch the other version because I couldn't tell the difference, really. So.
I was going to say we could talk about it next week, but if you didn't notice it, then there might not be much to talk about.
Yeah, there. I don't think there is much. I'll have to go back and look at the very end of the other version and see. So, but anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about the movie Bubba Hotep. Did you watch this movie again, Carl?
I watched it today, actually. After Tampa Bay started destroying the Philadelphia Eagles, I found time to watch it.
Yeah, I watched it last night, so it's pretty fresh in my mind. But anyway, it was directed by Don Coscarelli, and he also did the screenplay on it. And it was actually based on a novella by the same name by a guy named Joe R. Lansdale. It originally appeared in an anthology of books called The King of the Dead, Tales of Elvis Postmortem.
Yes. There were supposed to be sequels involving Elvis at one point, but yeah, I don't guess that ever happened.
Nope, they never took off. That's what they're in the credits of the movie. There's a mention of it.
Yeah.
What was it called? I can't see it right here, but anyway, yeah. They released this movie on June 9th, 2002, has a running time of 92 minutes. Budget was $1 million, and they only made $1.2 million at the box office because Coscarelli actually roadshowed this movie. It actually wasn't released nationwide, and there were only 32 prints that were made that circulated through a few theaters and various film festivals.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it, and I guess I bought it on video or DVD or Blu-ray or whatever was out. But yeah. I mean, who wouldn't have Bruce Campbell playing Elvis? I mean, that you think that would have generated a little bit of buzz from people.
Exactly.
But apparently not. He doesn't have a lot of luck getting his movies in theaters anymore. Not who, Bruce, but yeah.
Coscarelli, yeah.
Coscarelli, you know, I don't know the last Phantasm film that was actually in a theater.
Yeah, I don't know. That last one, I don't think it was.
No, it got screened at like Texas Frightmare Weekend at a theater, I believe. But huh. I don't count that as a, you know, a release, obviously.
Yeah. So basically, this was basically a cult classic movie for you know, more or less. So,
and your typical B grade Bruce Campbell movie.
Yep, exactly. I guess that's why the budget was only $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the movie a little bit. Basically, it's Bruce Campbell. He plays an elderly man at the Shady Rest Retirement Home, and this is based in East Texas. And he's known to the staff as a Elvis impersonator by the name of Sebastian Half.
Yeah, here's the cover of the Scream Factory Blu-ray. I know the people on the show can't see it, but I may take a picture and post it because look how cool Bruce looks.
Yep. It starts out basically he wakes up talking about his wiener. Mm-hmm. And what the big thing is on the tip of it and should he pop it or not.
Yeah, some of that, I wonder how much Bruce Campbell just ad-libbed to this thing.
I know, that's what I was wondering. He's pretty much a smartass in real life, so.
Yeah, you know, I need to go back and listen to this. The Blu-ray actually has commentary from the King. In other words, Bruce is Elvis commenting on the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, like going back. I think I might have listened to it when it first came out, but that's something I'm going to have to listen to.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. When he's in the, hold on here. Where am I at?
Well, the beginning, his buddy next to him is basically dying.
Yeah, Bob.
Bob, yeah, Bob is dying, hacking up. And
yeah, he looked pretty bad. He was in pretty bad shape. And he ended up dying, and his daughter came to get all of his stuff, and she went and threw all of his pictures and his Purple Heart in a garbage can.
Yeah.
And Elvis is like, hey there, can I have that stuff, you know? It meant a lot to him, you know, just to throw it away.
Yeah.
So.
And he got a good look at her, too.
Yeah, she bent over when she went to go get the stuff out of the garbage can and said he felt a flutter.
Just a flutter was all.
Said he hadn't felt a flutter in 20 years.
Poor Elvis.
Yeah, he got the raw end of the deal. So basically how Elvis got in there is he was sick of the limelight and everything, so he decided he was going to change places with the Sebastian Half guy, the Elvis impersonator. But then he wrote out a contract with him and everything. He went and met with him. But he was living in a trailer park.
Yeah.
Imagine that, Elvis at a trailer park.
Yeah.
And was doing a little barbecuing and had a little explosion. So he didn't have the contract anymore. So he was stuck if he wanted to go back to be an Elvis again. So he couldn't do it. Well, then after that, Elvis died, which was actually the Sebastian Half.
Sebastian Half died, and yeah, on the toilet, I guess, right?
On the toilet from doing all them pills.
I got to be honest, today when I was watching that part of the movie, I think I cooked and missed about 5 minutes. So I actually don't remember Sebastian dying on the toilet. I missed that part today.
Well, that must be only on the DVD version, because that wasn't on the version I watched.
Well, like I said, I missed a few seconds of it, so I didn't know.
All righty.
Elvis was dead either way. At least Sebastian was dead, and Elvis was not. Yep. He just lost his contract, so it didn't matter anyway.
So he ended up taking the that role and going around doing performances. Well, one night, Elvis broke his hip on stage trying to do that Elvis kick.
Yeah, fell off the stage.
Fell off the stage, broke his hip. That's how he ended up in the retirement home.
Yeah.
So, ends up some squirrely stuff starts happening with the old people at the place. Couple of them die under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah, and don't forget, Elvis himself had to deal with one of those bugs that looked like from Phantasm.
Yeah, that was an ugly-ass bug, too.
Yeah.
he caught it in a bedpan.
Yes.
For having a bad hip, man, he got thrown to the ground a bunch of times. I don't see how he didn't break it again.
Yeah, I guess that hip must have got better after.
Oh. So he had another friend at the retirement home. Ended up being JFK.
John F. Kennedy was there.
Yep.
They said that it took part of his brain out and left the bag of sand in its place.
And he was black.
Yes.
He said they dyed his skin black.
That's what he said, yes.
And then abandoned him at the retirement home.
Yes. And, so that's how they, and he had a picture of Oswald above his bed.
Yep. And that part was played by the late, great Ozzie Davis.
He was really good in that role.
Yes, he was. He was a really great actor all around, so.
Yeah.
So, ends up, Jack, or JFK, was in the bathroom, and he saw some scribbling on the wall, and it was ended up being like Egyptian hieroglyphics. And then they ended up seeing the Bubba Hotep.
Yes.
The ancient Egyptian mummy that was stealing people's souls. Do you remember how they how the mummy got there?
He was I remember he was how he was killing people. Remember what Elvis said? Ass eater.
Well, how he actually got to the retirement home.
Yes.
He got stolen from a U.S. museum tour. And then was lost during a storm there in East Texas when the thieves' bus ran into the off the bridge and into the river, and the mummy comes to life and takes the garb of a cowboy.
So he's a Bubba Hotep at that point.
He's a Bubba Hotep. So, due to their age, Jack and Elvis, they lack some mobility, you know, because Jack's in a motorized wheelchair and Elvis has got him a mighty fine walker.
Yeah.
So they have a hard time getting around. But anyway, they create this elaborate plan to destroy the mummy.
Very good plan, yeah. They make the plan over the shitter, I think, too, originally.
Yep. And they thought that when they finally was going to destroy this mummy, that it would release all the trapped souls so the people would be able to go to their final resting place.
Mm-hmm.
So they get all set up to do their plan, and Elvis gets dressed up in his best Elvis whites that he's got,
and John Kennedy dons his best suit that he has. Presidential.
Doesn't Bob got a white Elvis suit in the Elvis room at his place?
Yes, he does. Yep.
That's what I thought. That's cool as shit, man.
In the Elvis room, yeah.
Oh.
And he is a fan of this movie. I think me and him actually watched it once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool. So they head out in the middle of the night.
To go fight the Bubba Hotep. Hotep, whatever he's called.
Jack must have, I think he had to charge the batteries in his wheelchair. He's in his wheelchair. And Elvis had his makeshift flamethrower.
Yeah, another. I wonder who directed this movie idea.
Also, we forgot to mention that Reggie Bannister's in this movie, too. He plays the rest home administrator.
Yeah.
He had like two little cameos in it.
No, and anytime Don does a movie, Reggie usually has a cameo, and when Sam Raimi makes a movie, Bruce has a cameo.
Yeah.
So that's kind of poetic.
Exactly. So they go looking for Bubba. And he finally appears, and
out of the creek, I think.
Yep, they're like in a park wooded area by the creek where the bus went into the river, and he attacks the JFK.
Well, JFK had fallen asleep in his wheelchair, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So he gets attacked.
And Elvis tried to warn him.
Gets knocked out of his wheelchair. He was asleep and couldn't hear Elvis yelling for him. So
yeah. And yes, people, this really is a movie. If you're wondering, we're not making this shit up.
Yeah, it's classed as a horror comedy. So. So anyway, Jack's about to get his soul sucked out of him by Bubba Hotep, and Elvis commandeers the wheelchair and comes crashing into him to save Jack, but he damages the flamethrower, and actually the flamethrower, I think the handle of it went into his belly. He had a big gash in his belly. And meanwhile, Jack, he wasn't no good for nothing anymore, so he ended up dying of a heart attack right there on the ground. So Elvis, he says, I ain't gonna let him get my soul, and he's damned and determined and committed to get rid of that mummy.
The Bubba Hotep.
The Bubba Hotep mummy. So he douses him with gasoline and sets him on fire for the second time. He set him on fire once before, but he didn't burn all the way.
No, you got to burn a mummy good to kill one.
So he got him good and he ends up falling in the mummy falls in the water, which I don't know how he stayed on fire in the water. He was
mummies burning. When a mummy burns, they burn. I learned that from Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, all right. And then he's sitting there on the bank, and he reflects upon his life, and he looks up at the stars, and it's a hieroglyphic message. Do you know what that hieroglyphic message said, Carl?
Yeah, I was able to translate it all as well.
How did you translate it? The same way I did? It was at the bottom of the screen in English?
I know how to read Egyptian.
Oh.
I'm an Egyptian archaeologist in my past, so I could read that stuff.
So then with a dying, thank you very much, Elvis died.
Even though there was supposed to be a sequel, so I think it was going to be a prequel, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it was going to be a younger Elvis, if I remember what Bruce said. They wanted to do like some prequels where he wasn't so old. So, but it never came to happen. That was the end of the series. And
well, everybody thought it was a joke at the end of the like I said earlier, in the end, in the credits, it said something about Bubba Nosferatu or some shit about that.
No, that wasn't a joke. Bruce Campbell was serious about it.
So, but yeah, anyway.
Bruce was serious. They just never got anywhere. I mean, Coscarelli was trying to make Phantasm movies, you know, for years.
Yeah. They worked on this, I guess, until all the way up to 2013 on getting these going.
Yeah.
And what's his name? I forget his name that they had originally hired to star in that. Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was going to play the Colonel Tom Parker.
That's right. I do remember that. Something about, I don't remember being Paul G or whatever the hell, but I remember they were going to have, it was going to definitely be a prequel with the Colonel and Elvis running around fighting monsters and
Bubba Nosferatu, Curse of the She Vampires is what it was going to be called.
Yeah. And I think it was a young Elvis that was also a monster hunter was the gimmick.
Yep.
This was like the going thing back in the early 2000s, mid 2000s. Remember they had the Abraham Lincoln vampire hunter crap?
Yep.
And...
yep. I guess also 2007, Bruce pulled out of it. He said, fuck it, I'm not dealing with it.
We had Elvis fighting a zombie. And
and I guess they was looking at Ron Perlman to be Elvis. You froze up again, man. Yeah, they had Ron Perlman up for the part of Elvis, so for that prequel, sequel, whatever you want to call it. So, but yeah, it never ended up panning out, so. I guess that's it for Bubba Hotep. Carl's internet froze up again, so he says bye, and he wants everybody to stay evil, so thanks for listening.